Hawaii's Pacific Islander communities have been hit hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic, but are they getting vaccinated? People over the age of 65 sit outside Kalihi Palama Health Center waiting to get their COVID-19 vaccination. It's part of a clinic put on by We Are Oceania, a Micronesian advocacy group.
It takes trust.
That's Josie Howard, the organization's program director.
When they see familiar faces, when they hear people who can speak their language and who can understand the culture and the language, makes it really easy for them to trust. And I think because we have relationship established already, it made it easier for us.
Pacific Islanders account for about a quarter of the state's COVID-19 deaths, despite making up only about 4% of the state's population. A survey by the State Department of Health showed that Black, Pacific Islander, and Samoan communities are least likely to trust the vaccine, and advocates say that may be due to a lack of access. Tina Toaposo-Silai is the Pacific Empowerment and Advancement Executive Director at the University of Hawaii.
There was a lot of people that were interested in getting the vaccine, and then we found out later that you have to be, 75-year-old to get the vaccine. My concern is that this population, Pacific Island population, Samoan, Marshallese, Chukis, Bonapean, Kuzrayan, Tongans, it's a very young population compared to the Asian and the whites. So if you're looking at them starting at age 75, giving out the vaccine, so they left out a lot of Pacific Islanders.
According to the State Department of Business and Economic Development, those over the age of 65 make up less than 5% of the Pacific Islander community in Hawaii. In comparison, 22% of Japanese and 12% of white residents are over the age of 65. In fact, only 2% of Marshallese residents are in that elderly age group. That means even fewer are over the age of 75, the age group the Department of Health is currently vaccinating. That's why Dr. Emmanuel Kintu at Kalihi Palama Health Center is willing to vaccinate those 65 and above.
It gave me strength and ammunition to go to the state and say, well, you know what? I learned something myself as well. As we talked to the community, they presented this situation. We checked it out. There are very few people in this community who are 75 and above in the Pacific Island community. So for them, we need to be a little bit more flexible when it comes to age.
Posilai worries that if she continues to push people to get the vaccine, but there's no place for them to get it, it will degrade long-built relationships.
So we're trying to do more education why COVID-19 testing is very important for our population. But that trust, I don't want to lose that trust.
She says another barrier is there aren't many Pacific Islander nonprofit groups beyond We Are Oceania, the Marshallese Community Organization of Hawaii, and newly developed Pacifica Empowerment and Advancement. And many of the positions are volunteer-based and not paid. It isn't yet known who has been vaccinated because DOH hasn't yet released that information. A department spokesperson says they are still working on getting their vaccination partners to consistently enter data into the Federal Vaccine Administration Management System. HPR will continue to explore the state's vaccine hesitancy and how to fix it. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.